us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning, Jesus to be born again. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Welcome, everyone, to Appleby United Church. I'm so really very happy to be here today for this very special, extra special Christmas concert. It's nice to be back and see all the familiar faces. And we're going to have a great time, I know. I just want to point out that all of our five performing groups here in front of you today are active part of the Appleby Church Music Ministries. Each group sets its own unique tone in practice, but have one thing in common. They each bring their own very special gifts to our worship at Appleby United, and at the same time strengthen the family fabric at Appleby United. So, first off is our bells. The bells will start our program with two numbers. The first one, Masters in This Hall, is a cheerful fantasy on a few well-known Christmas carols, with the second number, And Heaven and Nature Sing, also contains variation on carol themes. For instance, we can hear Good King Wenceslas frolic around in Joy to the World. Let's enjoy then our one and only Appleby Bells. Thank you. Lee, that was wonderful. Did you notice that Ian was also playing a bell while he's conducting? Oh, that was awesome. I love how the little special little techniques they do when you can hear the different sounds the bell can make. It's quite spectacular. Okay, now we're in for a treat, our fabulous senior choir. They're going to be singing two songs for us. First, they're going to be bringing joyous bursts of delight with a song called We Shall Light a Thousand Candles, in which a festive beat weaves its way through the anthem. Following is a great composer, John Rutter, and he has an intimate picture of the miracle of Bethlehem, a magical event that ought to ring all bells in paradise. So first of all, we're going to hear We Shall Light a Thousand Candles. In the cold of winter, darkness and silence is everywhere. Softly and clearly, there came through the stillness a wonderful sound to hear.
Softly and clearly.
That was beautiful, folks. Okay, now we have the Applebee's Spice. Woohoo! And they're going to present two songs. The first one is by Mary Kay Beals, and it's called When the Angel Song is Silent, which zeroes in on the main purpose of Jesus' birth. Okay? And the second number is a calypso style, rightfully called Calypso Noel.
When the stable door stands open in the cold mid-morning light, when the angel song is silent and the shepherds have gone home, then the promise of Christmas begins.
When the angel song is silent and the people
when the swaddling clothes and the baby's cry is still, when the angel's song is silent and the drama is all done, then the promise of Christmas begins. For the promise is more than a child in the hay,
more than shepherds and kings and a glad Christmas day.
Yes, the promise is more than a bright star above.
It's a cross
and a tomb and a father's great love.
Oh, that was awesome, ladies. Saw lots of toes tapping on that second number. Nice job. All right, here we go. We've got Mary and her wonderful group of singers. We have Mary Frankham, who's going to be directing this next song, with Ann Bright, Jane Suter, June McGarry, Joanna Anderson, Joanne West, and Adam Hall. And they're going to be singing a really tricky number called Nativity Carol. And I know it's going to be awesome. Mary's been practicing with this group, and I'm looking forward to hearing them. That was beautiful. While the ukulele group is setting up, I just want to draw your attention to the program itself. It was designed by John Bright and an Evans son, so that's kind of cool. He's an up-and-coming, he's a graphic artist, but he also does fabulous work in landscape architecture, so see Anne afterwards if you need any landscaping done. So the ukulele group, here's a fast news here. They're now called the Apple Chords. Isn't that cute? And they practice every Friday afternoon in the parlor. And they have developed a neat repertoire of sing-along songs. So the songs will be up on the screen. And we can join in now by singing Feliz Navidad and then The Little Drummer Boy.
Think of this as a campfire. You got to sing with us because we're not a choir.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz
Nice job, Apple Chords. It's a great name. All right, right now we're going to be singing the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You're going to remain seated, and it will be a free will collection. The proceeds today will go to the Halton's Women's Place and the Burlington Food Bank. Thank you very much. Denise is unable to be with us today, so the choir is going to be singing their version of Silent Night at this time. Thank you. That was just beautiful. Just beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Oh, we have a group of people at the front waiting to perform for you the Appleby drums. They'll now play "'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime," a creation that involves drums and organ. The song tries to create a mood with fragments of Inuit rhythm, moon, and cold wintertime. Following that, we will hear one of the many trios they like to play. This one is simply called Be Happy. Scrooge, are you listening?
Yeah, first one is... was in the middle of the time.
Thank you.
Doesn't that look like fun? What day do you ladies and gents practice?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, during the day, 1 o'clock. So if you're looking to get some frustration out, have a great laugh. I know they do a lot of laughter in that group as well. Okay, here we have the senior choir again. Oh, looking at these songs, I can't wait to hear them. The first one's called The African Star Aaron. It's an arrangement by the South African composer Michael Barrett. You remember that song, Sia Hamba? Same composer. You will likely recognize the tune, and also will feature our drums. The choir will conclude with Remember, a vocal composition of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This song features a nice, steady build-up as more and more voices are added, each with their own little message. So when they sing that song, let's listen to them come in and see what their messages are. I think I've sung this before. It's really a really cool song. So let's hear the senior choir.
Part of the shining story, we are music.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. We have a special guest today. A lady I got a chance to meet a few weeks ago, Olga DeWitt, is a multi-talented lady who recently moved here from South Africa a long way, and she will give us her own unique spin on a Christmas moment by weaving a tapestry of two or three Christmas carols. But please, a warm welcome for Olga DeWitt, please.
Thank you. Wow. That was awesome. Thank you. Very beautiful. Oh, thank you. So the Applebee's Spice is coming to sing for us again. Awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you. They're going to entertain us with one more selection entitled What a Glorious Night. This song is composed and sung by a group calling themselves Sidewalk Prophets. This number celebrates the pure joy and glory of that special night in the field of Bethlehem and ends with a quiet reflection. The Applebee's Spice.
The shepherds came to see the baby stood by his mother's side. Here came the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night!
Okay, we get to hear the bells again.
The first number they're going to be playing is called a troika. Now, I've got notes here telling me that a troika is a Russian carriage that is drawn by three horses abreast. So picture that. Prokofiev composed a delightful, also colorful orchestral number in which one can actually hear the horses in motion. Their second number, which they'll close our program, is with the well-known song Up on the Roof Housetop. So please feel free to hum along. Here comes the bells.
Thank you.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, I'd like to take a moment and just congratulate and thank all the musicians, all the groups that performed for us today. They did a fabulous job. And of course, it all couldn't happen without this fellow behind me, Ian. So we have a big thank you to Ian. At the conclusion, after we sing our final hymn, which is Joy to the World, and the bells will be playing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, please come down to the, what's it called? The hall, sorry. For cider and cookies. So we're going to enjoy Stand If You're Able, Joy to the World, number 59.
Okay, cider and cookies down in the hall. See you down there.